I'm sure there are some parents and some relatives of a CONSOL graduates coming up that have not been on the A&M University campus and need to be advised well ahead of time how to get in and how to get out without being totally frustrated.
Yeah, and I think that's important. There are going to be a lot of people in a relatively small area at the same time. The baseball game starts at 6:35 p.m. on Friday night. The A&M Consolidated graduation starts at 7 p.m. on Friday night, and a lot of those people are going to be getting there early. And what I would suggest doing is getting there way early. Make sure you get there in plenty of time and give yourself plenty of time to fight the traffic and get to where you need to be. If you are going to CONSOL's graduation, you'll need to park on the north side of Reed Arena. And basically those are the lots off of, I believe it's Kimbrough Boulevard, the lots to the north side of Reed Arena. Those will be free lots for graduation. Everything else will cost $5. Anything to the south side of Reed Arena will be $5. And those are lots 100E, 100F, and 100G. Those are for baseball parking. And there's also a map. If you go to transport.tamu.edu, all the blue areas there, there's a big parking lot across the street from Kimbrough Boulevard, lot 97 that you can use for graduation. Lot 74 over by Clayburg, you can use for graduation. Lot 61 across from the West Campus parking garage you can use for graduation. So there are plenty of options for not only those going to graduation, but for those going to the baseball regional. And we appreciate PTTS and the A&M Athletic Department working with us.
Another reminder, too, is how to get in and out.
If you are coming to the graduation, you should try to avoid Olson Boulevard, which is the street that runs right next to Bluebell Park at Olson Field. And you'll need to either take Discovery Drive, Kimbrough Boulevard, or Tom Chandler Drive to help the traffic folks out over there. Honestly, they're gonna have their hands full on Friday evening. But I think with a little cooperation between everyone, everything should work just fine.
One other note about CONSOL graduation, this will be the final one with the student body as large as it is, and I'm wondering whether there will be any recognition about that.
Is it going to be 600-plus strong, and it could be the largest graduating class ever. Next year, all the juniors that are at CONSOL are actually going to be going to CONSOL next year as seniors, so it's really the split for next year is going to be at the 9th and 10th grade level. So it'll be a couple years before College Station High School has a graduating class. I was going to say, too, you know, A&M Consolidated isn't our only graduation that we have in the spring. We also have Timber Academy, which is our alternative high school, has a graduation Thursday night at 7 p.m. at Christ United Methodist Church. And that's always a good ceremony. Quite a few students speak at that one. There'll be 40-plus graduates at that graduation as well.